Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Pameran Syncretic Walls di MAMA, Monash University Museum of Art, telah dibuka secara gratis untuk umum. Pameran ini menghadirkan karya seni dari Natasha Tontei, seniman asal Minahasa, Sulawesi Utara, yang tinggal dan berkarya di Jakarta dan Yogyakarta. Di sini, Natasha menampilkan instalasi berjudul Primate Visions, Macaque Macabre, yang memadukan pengetahuan leluhur dengan fiksi spekulatif melalui film, kostum, dan instalasi. Pada acara pembukaan pameran tersebut, pada Sabtu 18 Juli 2026, saya berkesempatan mewawancarai Natasha secara langsung. Dalam perbincangan kami, Natasha bercerita tentang pameran dan perjalanan kreatifnya, termasuk hubungan kompleks antara masyarakat Minahasa dan Yaki atau monyet hitam Sulawesi, makna identitasnya sebagai seniman Minahasa yang tumbuh di perantauan, dan pendekatan kreatif Natasha. Berikut wawancara saya dengan Natasha Tontei. Pendengar SBS Indonesia, saat ini saya sedang bersama dengan Natasha Tontei. Halo Natasha, apa kabar?
Halo Tabea, kabar baik.
So, Natasha, sekarang kita sedang di MUMA di Monash. Dan apa yang membawa Natasha ke Melbourne saat ini?
Hi, I'm in NARM for my exhibition at Monash University Museum of Art, or MAMA. I'm here for the opening. And it's a duo exhibition, and it's my first major presentation in Australia. So it feels like an important moment for the work and for me personally. And I'm bringing my work called Primate Visions Macaque Macabre. The work look at the relationship between Minahasan communities and the black-crested macaque or yaki or macaca nigra in North Sulawesi.
So in this exhibition, you're basically having an exhibition along with another artist.
I'm showing the work alongside Fasma Hammer, the artistic persona of Justin Shoulder. We are here for the curatorial name is Syncretic Wilds. And yeah, our practice are quite visually quite different, but there are many connections. We both use performance and speculative world building to bring ancestral knowledge into conversation with the future. We are interested in transform bodies, non-human beings, ritual, mythology, and the possibility of imagining worlds beyond dominant Western ideas of history and progress. I think pairing works because the exhibition doesn't try to make our cultures appear same. Instead, the works sit beside each other as two distinct but related strategies for survival, transformation, and resistance across the Indo-Pacific.
Can you please describe to the audience if or when they get into MUMA right now, what would they see?
I hope people leave feeling slightly disoriented, but also curious. I don't want the work to deliver one moral conclusion about conservation of or indigenous identity. Instead, I hope visitors begin to question categories they normally use, human and animal, nature and culture, sacred and ridiculous, tradition and technology. These categories are often much less stable than we imagine. I also hope people to think about who is allowed to produce knowledge, scientific organization, conservationists, local farmers, elders, and animals themselves may all understand the same landscape differently. The work asks whether those different forms of knowledge can coexist without one immediately silencing the others. People will see the whole installation of Primate Visions Macaque Macabre, two videos, the main videos and the epilogue of the Macaque Macabre, and also the film set and the costumes that the actors wore in the film. But in here, I'm bringing and setting up as it if as a sculptures.
You mentioned earlier, it's a relationship between the yaki, and it's also the exhibition is also talking about yaki and animal. What is yaki, and is it important for the Minahasan people, or is it important for your work, or it's somewhere in between.
In the Minahasan ancestral way of seeing the nature is we have to be in equilibrium. And there's the order of equilibrium and how to be equilibrium amongst human and non-human being. And Yaki, for now, is considered as the endangered creature. But they also have a weird relationship with human because sometimes it's like a vermin, but they like to steal crops from human and raiding the people's house. And at that time, people start to make a ritual for the Yaki called Mawolai. In South Minahasa, we call them Mawolai. So once in a year, people dress up as a Yaki, and it is like a Mardi Gras, but in South Minahasan version, when people dress up like a Yaki, but then Yaki gets really entertained by that. And if people stop, the Yaki get anxious and start raiding the crops. But another point of view is there is a joke, like Minahasan people eat everything four-legged except the table, and they eat Yaki. Also, lots of discussion about the Minahasan game meat. And then there are lots of Western NGO came and then deem the indigenous people as something primitive or what. But then it's from the Western point of view. We have to look from the Minahasan way of thinking. It's because at that time, Yaki is like a pest.
I think audience have to know I already went through your exhibition and it's so amazing. And then I feel like this, like I feel a sense of like, wow, this is very bold, very brave, but comforting. Is that something that you actually also want people to feel after they see your exhibition?
I don't have any hope for audience to feel anything, but I just want to share story. So whether you like it or not, or you be comforted or you be disgusted, I'm just trying to make something that is, I feel it's interesting to myself and it feels right to, and feels accommodating to, for me to share those kind of stories through this kind of visual aesthetic and this kind of storytelling.
In the exhibition, there are two films and there are costumes. What are those costumes?
So those costumes are part of the world building creation of Makak Makab. And there are, I think I'm bringing 5 costumes. The first one is Imago Organella, the experimental primatologist, the 2 mutant Yakis and half human, half Yakis, and the human, the Madame Schaffer. And they are important roles on the film and they have their own stories.
Is this your first time having your work exhibited in Australia?
This is first my museum show in Australia, but my first show in Australia was in 2016, where I collaborate with Ralph MacDonald for Next Wave Festival. At that time, we made Angkot Alien performance in the Melbourne Uni car park. I think there are lots of Indonesian-Australian connections, so sometimes the Australian artists come to Jogja or sometimes they invite me to come here. So there have been lots of exchange between Indonesia and Australia.
So you describe yourself as a Minahasan artist. For those who might not know, where is Minahasa and what does that identity mean?
So Minahasa is a region in North Sulawesi. So if you take a look on the map, it's like the northern part of Indonesia or maybe eastern part of Indonesia. So my family is Minahasan, but I grew up in Jakarta. So my relationship with Minahasa has also been shaped by distance, migration, and experience of being part of the Kawanua or diaspora, we say in Minahasa. For me, being a Minahasan artist means refusing to behave nicely inside the history. It means working with inheritance, but also messing with it. Minahasa gives me cosmology, ritual, ancestral memory, and ways of understanding the relation between human, spirits, animals, and land. But it is also gives me all kinds of historical vanity, so I don't approach it with pure reverence. I approach it with love, suspicion, humor, and sometimes a bit of bad taste. Being a Minahasan means I can hold pride and critique at the same time. I can be close to my culture without romanticizing it. I can honor its complexity while also exposing its machismo and blind spot. And the tension is always important to me because I think it's a way of love for a culture should be able to survive and being challenged.
So is this exhibition is also your way to critique things?
Yeah, it is always to critique things, but then it is always to see the good things on the bad things. Or maybe like to understand better from lots of perspective.
Nah, pendengar, saya juga sempat berbincang dengan Amanda Hashkart, kurator First Nations di MAMA, sekaligus salah satu kurator pameran Syncretic Wilds. Di sini Amanda mengatakan, pameran ini merupakan bagian dari Festival Kindred People, yaitu festival perdana di Monash University yang sepenuhnya dipimpin oleh komunitas penduduk pertama. Mengusung tema besar Knowledge Rising Up, festival ini merayakan kebudayaan masyarakat adat dari berbagai belahan dunia. Dan mengenai alasan Mama mengundang Natasha Tonte, Amanda mengatakan karya-karya Natasha membawa kosmologi dan pengetahuan leluhur Minahasa ke dalam ruang galeri dengan cara yang segar dan kompleks, sehingga sangat selaras dengan semangat festival dan visi MAMA dalam menjalin dialog dengan seniman dari kawasan Indo-Pasifik. Simak perbincangan saya dengan Amanda Hashkart berikut.
I'm Amanda Hashkart. I'm the First Nations curator at MAMA and the co-curator of Syncretic Wilds.
So this exhibition is part of a festival called Kindred People. What is that festival and how does your work connect to it?
Sure, so Kindred People is the inaugural Indigenous-led festival at Monash University. So it is driven by a First Nations steering committee in terms of the artistic program and the artistic direction. And it's taking place in September across all campuses of Monash University. And we've been working very closely with our colleagues at Monash Performing Arts Centre to bring the festival to life under the artistic direction of Tom Millenew, who's a Gooditj Imara man, and Nawi Carolyn Briggs, who's a Boonwurrung elder. So Syncretic Wild sits as part of the festival program, and it's bringing together Indigenous artists and thinkers and academics and cultural leaders under the broad theme of knowledge rising up. So it's a celebration of cultures and Indigenous cultures internationally.
Why MAMA asked Natasha to also exhibit her work here?
Yeah, so Natasha Tonte obviously comes from Minahasa. So we were very interested in Natasha's work as both a contemporary artist and an Indigenous artist coming from Minahasa. So Primate Visions, the work that sits as part of Syncretic Wilds, is a really interesting and contemporary way of bringing ancestral knowledges and Minahasan cosmologies into the gallery and the artistic program, both at MAMA and Kindred People. So we really felt that Natasha's work spoke to the theme of the festival and more broadly the MAMA artistic program. We are really interested in not only Indigenous voices and artists locally and internationally, but particularly from our region here being the Indo-Pacific. So Natasha's work brings these Minahasan cosmologies into the gallery space in a really playful and interesting and complex way. So we felt she was a perfect fit for the festival program.
So I've been coming to MAMA like 3 times already now, and those 3 times like involved with Indonesian diaspora artists. Why it seems like Mama like have certain interests with the Indonesian artists?
Yeah, so part of our sort of vision here at Mama is to work locally with artists from Nam, Melbourne and throughout this continent of Australia. But we also are very interested in bringing artists into the conversation who are living and working in our region, so the Indo-Pacific region. So the artistic program this year has really focused in on bringing artists from the diaspora, but also, you know, who are living and working in the Indo-Pacific, and broadly thinking about themes of belief and spirituality and mythologies and rituals. So artistically, we really felt the program, you know, it was important for us to be focusing in on our region and to bring those artists into the conversation in terms of what's happening both locally, but also internationally and particularly within the region of Indonesia.
Demikian tadi pendengar, laporan dari SBS Indonesian mengenai pameran Syncretic Waltz di MAMA yang dibawakan oleh Anne Parisiana.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.